price for everything, and now the accountancy firm Ernst & Young has also put a price on the value of community service at the behest of the Northern Rivers Social Development Council. The NRSDC commissioned a study to look at the worth of three community service organisations to the Far North Coast, and the standout finding is that the worth of those organisations to the community is greatly undervalued. Tony Davies is the CEO of the Social Development Council and joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Jo. How are you?
Well, thank you. Why did you commission the survey?
Look, the survey was actually commissioned by the statewide peak, NCOS, the Council for Social Service, and they looked at our organisation and two others across the state. And it was really about looking at the overall contribution that community organisations that are based in regional communities make to the local economy. To really unpack that, because we've known or we've believed for a long time that we do more than just add value through the funding we receive. So we wanted to actually, and NCOS wanted to get some hard information around what level of value we really deliver. Now, what do we contribute to our local economy?
Go ahead. Sorry, I feel like I cut you off.
Okay, and look, they looked at a number of things. One is just the direct economic benefits. So they measured the benefits that organisations provide in terms of purchasing locally, employing people locally, and having local people spend in their local community. What they found is that more than 90% of funding that goes to an organisation is spent locally. So community organisations in regional New South Wales are vital in propping up accountancy firms who do the auditing, IT firms, telecommunications firms, office suppliers, for those of us that bank with locally based financial institutions like credit unions, we're often a significant customer. But all of that work really contributes to the broader local economy. And that's particularly important, particularly in rural areas where you might be dependent on a couple of sectors, such as agriculture. If you get a drought, a downturn in, say, forestry, community service organisations act as a buffer supporting overall employment in the local community.
Are there intangibles that community service organisations deal in every day that are generally overlooked by accountants?
Absolutely. So I've talked about the tangibles. Then they started to look at how you measure the intangibles. So one of them is networks. Locally based organisations that have staff and their headquarters based locally have strong networks that actually contribute to the overall productivity of the community. They bring people together by sharing information. They build each other's capacity and collaborate and build social networks that strengthen regional economies. The other thing they do that's often overlooked is they provide community infrastructure that again, can bring people together. And the example in the Ernst & Young report was really, they looked particularly at the town of Deniliquin, so outside our region, with an agency that provides neighbourhood centres there. And by making those facilities available to a whole range of community groups, they strengthened the social cohesion within the community and save those people $1.5 million a year, which they can then put into shops or spend on other services.
That's an enormous amount for a tiny little place like Denny, isn't it?
That's exactly right. So if you think of it in our region, for example, you've got a number of neighbourhood centres, you've got some of the big disability service organisations have facilities they make available. You have family support services, a whole range of communities that actually contribute to the economic viability of the region. And what EY is starting to do here is measure it so that we can make the stronger argument so that when governments are asked to fund our sector, it's not really about a cost to the budget. It's about the contribution and the economic base that our sector provides locally.
So did they put a dollar figure on the worth of the Social Development Council and everything that it does to our community?
Look, they just looked at one aspect of that, which is the direct contribution. So they said that basically 42% of... There was a multiplier effect that created an additional 42% of value directly through the fact that we purchase locally. So we bank with Summerland Credit Union, we go to local accountancy firms and IT providers. And we're just one organisation amongst many. So if you think of that, the towns across our region, in many ways the shops, the supermarkets are all supported by the work that the sector that we're in part of does.
Mm. What about this trend towards centralising or streamlining the number of agencies and organisations that governments are funding? We've seen that happen. We've seen that governments want to deal with fewer organisations. Is that ultimately a good thing for communities?
Look, you can't give a straight answer to that. I think everyone would say we need a mixed sector. So we need large organisations, we need medium, and we need small. What the research suggests is that if you go to large national or statewide organisations, what you're going to do is get a bleeding of that that economic benefit funding into metropolitan centres and out of regional Australia. So they're going to employ accountants and IT providers in the city, not locally. So there is a concern there. Also, there are issues around the networks, the fact that local organisations, particularly smaller ones, involve people in their management processes. Often the smaller ones are reliant on volunteers, and there's a lot of social capital that's built through volunteering. If you streamline it into a small number of large organisations, you're going to lose that, and in the end it's probably going to cost government more.
Oh, interesting. Who are you hoping pays attention to this? Is this going to be delivered to the desks of ministers in Macquarie Street?
Look, certainly many organisations already make this point to their local members, and we'll be doing that. Because obviously we want to influence policy so that government really move away from funding a small number of organisations. The other thing is we need to certainly take it to both state and federal government and look at what they've done in other areas to ensure local value is captured. So in the UK, they've got since 2011, they've had an act in place called the Social Value Act that actually requires all government agencies to consider not just the bottom line when they're tendering out or funding programs, but the social value that's created.
We used to call that triple bottom line accounting, didn't we? That was very popular in the 90s, that term triple bottom line accounting, but it seems to have got out of favour in Australia.
Yeah, look, and I think people will also talk about quadruple bottom line accounting now too. And I think, social, environmental and other considerations are always there, but ultimately, value for money is a driving factor, and it should be. Governments are struggling to fund all of their commitments, but they need to understand the broader benefits that save government money over the longer term when they make funding decisions. And that's what the Social Value Act does in the UK. I mean, in the UK, they don't have any governments doing that well. They have budget problems there, so they're not looking at spending more money. They're actually looking at ensuring the money is spent more effectively to create an absolute, the greatest benefit to the local communities.
It's certainly an interesting report. Thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Thanks, Jo.
Tony Davies, the CEO of the Northern Rivers Social Development Council, looking there at that report that was commissioned by NCOS to assess the value of community service organisations to their local communities, and found that 92 cents in the dollar in the case of the Social Development Council goes back into the local community. Time for news.